Look, it's made out of, I don't know.
Just look at this beautiful, natural, earth-colored soil sample.
Because he didn't need them, because it was pirate-free radio or something.
I wonder where they all went.
So they also recently excavated Blackbeard's sunken ship.
I think Radio Valencia should
they
be
found
an
on
news
it
station.
Horrible medical devices that the crew used on each other.
It was a fun pirate day.
Hideous urethral clysters and things that are,
the news
they recovered from the wreckage.
Well,
that,
maybe Gorgar could read
it. It was used to give them mercury injections and so on.
Gorgar speak, you know.
Well, it was all on Edward Teach's ship. You know, the men had their own doctor, but that, considering the state of medicine on that pirate ship, it wasn't necessarily a boon. Well, maybe he did some good, but judging from the equipment that they recently excavated from a watery grave, Davy Jones must be glad to have this taken off of him. Once again, we have the cavernous crepitations of the thoracic cavity. It rises from the cheat which underlies the lungs, a cheat of muscular tissue,
on radios.
Compressing the vessel of the stomach and causing an eruptation, upward moving
that's my kind of religious thought. In a 100-foot stair and a 10-foot
edentulous.
That's what they do. Radio Valencia musical.
I said, baby, we did.
All right.
Secret bravest.
That's Hollywood talk. I know how to speak that lingo. Yeah.
Hey, have you ever seen the Radio Valencia story starring K-Rob?
Yeah, I didn't like the guy, the Tom Hulce guy.
No, he wasn't convincing as K-Rob.
It was okay because the mixes were really K-Rock, so that worked.
Yeah, well,
And they had the cool part was, you know, the old guy that the Rob guy visits is his dad. That was actually John Joyce.
Yeah,
they did like the Keith Richards thing. You know,
he was really old.
Yeah,
he was like, you know.
And he talks about the old days and about how there's no mixing anymore.
He was like Bristlecone Pine old.
Yeah. Yeah, he was doing radio, and radio built itself around him.
Right. It's like the limestone formed around him from the dripping over 10,000
maybe where you are, because you have that dripping echo all the time.
Quas vidit sub umbra.
Oh, Hal's throwing quadrants on us again.
I know. That's all right. Everything's fine. Just let me erase these. These chalk lines are...
These asked Dr. Hal quadrants were approved by the San Francisco Building Department.
I'll just take the load off here, and let me assure you, there's no occult practices going on around here.
Doesn't matter.
That is a load of malarkey. I've got to tell you, they'll say anything.
You're required to build certain quadrants. Dr. Hal's quadrants.
Sounds kind of hinky, but if you don't use Dr. Hal's special... attachments, which come as a modular extra in the 12-step course.
Apex
sex
or
and real estate.
But only Pete Golick
can say apex of modern production methods, all revealed for the same low price. All you have to do is be a constant listener to the Ask Dr. Hal show. Join the legions of etherettes and rocket rookies, all deciphering the special
endless
coded messages
of radio bleeding one.
An all-night horror show. They're big grocers.
And for a limited time only, I'm going to
hit me with a
special. Is there an inherited gene for obnoxiousness?
Join our rocket rookie brigade. That is, of course, to decipher the special coded message in the last episode of the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio. So when all you little mouth-eaters have finished doing a simple exercise, you can be welcomed to the next stage of development in our journey together toward the infinitely receding horizon of the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio. For that show, this is Dr. Hal and Owl signing off, saying over and out.
Incorrect answers get you punishment radio.
Ow! Oh, all right, everybody. Into the time machine. No, wait.
I'm too late. Set it on the air. Now pronounce you. So then it'll be on the air.
Okay, that'll be your wellness check for the year. We'll see you again next year.
Blow, bugle, blow.
I'll excellent nothing you've ever seen, brother. Unlimited entertainment snatched from the ether and slammed into your brand new 44-inch, 900-line resolution, three-way expanded matrix Dolby stereo. Straight from the Temple of High Tech. Make this thing look like a Philco, you know?
Announcer echoes.
Thanks, Obama.
Announcer. Dying.
It's always coming up now, forever, throughout time.
You guys are really great.
What?
Just thanks. How do you like the show?
Did you say the presidential motorcade is always coming up?
Crappy show.
It's not a crappy show. It's a good show.
Crappy show? Whoever said it was crappy?
There's no therapy offered, only chemical restraints.
That's just like
chemical response, a tropism. Is that what you're saying it was? Some automatic movement, like kicking your leg when they hit it with a hammer?
Drugs on the show that make the show.
Will drugs better. Turn you on, or will...
Make the show better, sorry.
Oh, well, just a moment.
Forgot to finish the sentence.
Okay, worse. You can finish that sentence
they
now,
makes
or
the show worse.
We can leave it to the caller for better sentence. Or worse.
But how will we know if that's true?
Well, how will we know? How will we ever really
never
know?
Better.
How are we going to know?
Worse.
Yeah, I don't know. Such a choice. What am I going to vote for in my
man and wife?
Oh, boy, how exciting.
Vote the strict subgenius ticket.
I was going to vote for Pete Goldie. I've decided.
Pete Goldie, superstar supervisor.
You know,
I'm not at liberty.
Just the sound of that name inspires confidence that he knows how to get things done.
Well, someone has to stand up against the Scott Wiener political machine.
Yeah, I'm not at liberty.
This is the guy that plays Pete Goldie in the movie.
Scott Wiener must be contained.
Scott Wiener, that's his name. We got Scott Wiener to play Pete Goldie in the movie.
Actually, you know, many of us are somewhat on the fence about Scott Wiener. I mean, they are straddling the barrel.
Scott Wiener's voice didn't have the authority to Pete Goldie's voice has, so we had to.
The only way I will ever oppose Scott Wiener is on the ballot.
But the problem is we can't keep setting up.
We routinely receive various
yuppies in the city
to the
top of
here,
everything because we're
Scott
overloading
Wiener,
the sewage
like
facilities and
Scott
the water.
He's a good man, an honorable
Bill
man.
Thursday
he's
night.
A tall,
a man that deserves to serve his
he's
country.
An alien from another freaking
from the time
planet.
That I was shot.
He's
there's
8 feet tall.
You should not look at Scott Wiener every day
he's,
and say, there is a man, an American man.
Why, he's
a
more
man.
Than that, considerably. But at any rate,
yes,
that's neither here nor there. We're not discussing his persona, but his
policy. American man.
Difficulty is the pro-real estate attitude is overrepresented in San Francisco's local politics. And Mr. Wiener is a well-done exemplar of just that.
Well, all I can say is, given enough money, I will be your savior and run for office against Scott Wiener.
Now, I know Scott Wiener's been nice to you personally and has made you feel more welcome in the neighborhood where you live and work.
Right. There's no reason I will not turn against him if there's enough money involved.
Like an adder whipping around to sink its fangs in the sanguine life flood of the body politic.
I promise an honest, fair, and open campaign.
Yes, everything open and above board. And, of course, your donations will make this political movement viable. Without the little people, like Vern Troyer, Mickey Rooney, people like that, we wouldn't be able to mount this campaign.
And without those little people, really tall people like Scott Wiener, for example.
Huge, towering, gigantic figures looming over the landscape.
Brain of yours.
These towering figures will command your life.
The only 11-foot-tall San Francisco city supervisor.
However... all of the little people.
His suits must be specially made by Beanstalk Industries of Alta California.
Any of your
but once again, he is a good man, an honorable man.
Yes, so are they all honorable men.
But quite all right.
And upon the defeat of Scott Wiener, I promise to do whatever you want.
I will not do them wrong.
Forever and ever and ever.
I'd rather choose to wrong the dead, to wrong myself and you, than I should wrong such honorable men.
Yeah. You want me to smite your enemies? I shall smite your enemies.
Then I'll turn the other cheek.
So you like the show, right?
Like
yeah, I think you just sort of need to stop between thoughts or something.
Yeah, yeah, like slow down.
Go ahead.
Or like one guy talk at a time.
Give me a slip.
Oh, she's gone. All right, go ahead.
We'll come back to the
top of the page 41 where Hal's talking about Scott Wiener.
I'm sorry, and I withdraw the complaint.
Happen again at any time,
After all, I'm going to be living on his turf soon enough.
Oh, really?
So I might as well bob my head in surf-like servitude.
I'd better cool it too, then, right? Yeah, probably spoken a little bit on
no, only the radio.
He's a future mayor of San Francisco. And as we know, the mayor hood or ship or whatever you call it of San Francisco is a major stepping stone to national political office and even more nanny-like interfering in everyone's lives.
Really?
From sea to shining broadband.
So let's go through all the steps. How many degrees of difference, how many degrees of bacon is it between Scott Wiener and Barack Obama?
Where you take the 12-step, two-step in hobnailed boots. Oots! Excuse me. Well, anyway.
I'm going to do it.
That's one way to express it.
First step.
Scott Wiener on the
second step.
Barbecue of a nation.
Gavin Newsom. Right? That's not a big step.
My God, it's hard to know who to choose in such a contest. I'm either a sort of... no, wait, that's not true. I shouldn't calumniate people who have actually distinguished themselves and gone on to public service of some kind.
Third step.
More than I've ever done. Sure, all right.
Third step would be like Stephen...
Maybe Gavin Newsom can't write a grammatical coherent sentence, but he's done some good things for the state of California.
Next step would be like Stephen Colbert.
Well, he's personally put my picture on his national website. He's got to be considered a friend of the Ask Dr. Hal program.
Right. Oh, clearly the next step after Stephen Colbert is even funnier than him.
But now he's abdicated his responsibility.
So you go to John Oliver.
He's left his post in time of war.
And here's the next. You'll like the next step. From there, you go to Edward
Snowden. I don't like it because
Edward
I don't like being plowed under and superseded.
Edward Snowden is the next step.
Edward Snowden is the coolest guy on Earth, but I hardly see how it affects us over here at Radio RV, the motion picture.
Which will leave us, I think, is the next sixth or seventh step?
I've got my zoot suit on with its great pleat and its draped shape.
Yeah, some people might think that, you know, the next step is like Elon Musk. But no, it's not Elon Musk.
That's another groaner. It's just a part of the old Recording Angels special store of saved tidbits of knowledge. You'll never know what's regurgitated on these shows. All over the board.
No, the next step is clearly, and I may get some static for this, Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, yes, the buzz on Aldrin
the final
is on.
Step is Buzz Aldrin at this point.
And did Buzz recently shuffle off this mortal coil?
No, Buzz is that's the cool thing.
He's vigorous and still punching today.
The first.
Now, speaking of punching, isn't it true that he once decked some lunar landing denier, or am I thinking of someone else?
No, Buzz Aldrin did, in fact.
Yeah, he punched the guy out, which
right
he deserved.
Right in the nose, yeah.
Absolutely.
He
I
gave
mean,
him a little
Charlie,
one, too.
For
his sake, he actually pulled his punch. If he had swung through, the guy would have gone down on the pavement.
Yeah, it's just like Superman. Whenever you see him punching someone, you know he's like shadow punching and pulling back 99% of his super ability.
You know, their head would fly off their body. Right?
Exactly. They'd be punched a mile away as a form of burnt protoplasm.
It would look like, you know, a scene from...
Like the poor little Gemini guys now have to be Superman.
Even then,
he has to fly
act
out the
in
window
a false and
to a field
constrained
across the
fashion.
Street and then show up big X's on his eyes.
Yes, that shows that they've passed out from whatever
And then little
reason.
Birds going tweet, tweet, tweet.
Birds twittering and tweeting around his
in
head.
In my kind of movie, it'd be little pooties.
Little waddies?
Little poop, little cherubs.
And
pterodactyls?
So little pterodactyls. Weird.
There actually is such a scene in Steven Spielberg's Flintstones, Meet the Flintstones, where I think John Goodman is knocked out, and for a second you see little pterodactyls flying around his head. But I've never actually seen this scene, only heard of this scene. But I'd love to see that scene, if that scene could be seen by me. It wouldn't be obscene just to watch that scene for just that scene. That's the only scene I'd be interested in seeing in that movie. I understand it's greatly disappointing for those who...
This show? Yeah.
...love to see... No, no, the Steven Spiegelberger Flintstones chewable vitamin movie.
Eight? So what you're saying is the eight means 800,000, really.
Is it eight now?
Yes. Just look at these Arbitron ratings.
A year or two.
They're radioactive. They're leaping off the chart.
So 800,000 listeners, that's not bad for this little tiny...
And the ball has hardly gotten started rolling.
Most of them are in Korea.
Oh, so we should say hi.
We're shipping our extra shows to Korea just to participate in the general effort while the U.S. struggles.
Yeah, I'd compare it more to getting rid of the old Sacagawea dollars.
We bought listeners at the Click Farm.
Several sacks of Sacagawea dollars will be sent to the site by Heliopter. But seriously, folks, I realize
I like this
there's no reason to continue this, and I deeply regret the Aunt Bertha Bowie knife giveaway.
Hey, Aunt Bertha, let's you and me go upstairs, and we can feel the sting of death.
Yes, that's true. She was a Tokyo Bar hostess. She had quite an interesting, lengthy career.
The answer to that is, why do you do it?
Bonnie's Aunt Bertha trading card set. This is really going to be great.
It was her fake audience that night when they got back, and it was the
other
religion. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a voodoo religion from Santo Domingo or someplace. And they dressed in what? You know,
from Santo Domingo?
Her housemates in Berkeley. And executed chickens, you know, sacrificed chickens.
Executed chickens.
They were
chickens.
The people that said, well, why didn't when she came home, they listened to the show and they waited until she got home. And she started going,
you can't execute chickens anymore. This is a democracy.
Yeah.
Well, look, I won't darken your towels again.
From the other religion.
I'm going to take off and take a toddle down Nature's Parkway.
You scared all the other great people away.
To a better land than this. And mainly, I got to prepare for a similar ordeal tomorrow, as it's now 2 a.m. human zero. But we're all going to wish you a happy Halloween and... A beef
X day and Saint Stupid's
X-Day
day,
Saint Stupid's Christmas turkey, President's Day. God bless you, one and all. Yes,
it's just a party. He wasn't serious.
I'm going to go up to the Purple Mountains on Ray Harryhausen Day when I have a little bit of time off. Take the family up in RV, the motion picture, and let loose with a stream of colorful profanities and invectives where nobody can hear me. That's the way I like to let off steam as a proud American on one of America's proudest holidays.
Billy and Betty live on a little farm in the Bronx.
Billy and Betty, oh no.
Mother run the place, for their father's dead.
Their father's dead.
Billy and Betty.
The trouble has only started. Why, I ought to... Aunt Bertha's come to visit.
Won't somebody tell her she's not wanted anymore?
Let rip on how fucked up your life truly is. You didn't even know it until she came.
Auntie B will hear you.
Okay.
Listing to port, that is.
So
the way she punishes the sauce.
Has,
putting it away.
Has, like, almost godlike listening powers.
Oh, that old biddy's ears can hear a pin drop downstairs.
So I wonder when Billy and Timmy reached puberty, what happened in the old house.
Well, in this case, I think it was Billy and Betty, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's listen.
They are poor and they have nice toys to play with like some of us do. The most precious possession Betty owns is a little ragged doll, which nurses very tenderly.
It smells like kerosene.
One of its tiny.
I'd hate to think where that's been, if you know what I'm saying.
But she loves it just as much as the most beautiful doll in all the world.
Wow.
The only toy Billy has is a black and white dog. And his dog is really more than a toy.
Hey, get that dog away from that dog.
And everywhere the dog goes,
the lamb was sure to go.
The dog's name is Spider. In spite of being so poor,
get back! Get back! God damn dog!
Yeah, Aunt Bertha, we're ready to roll.
Oh, school's out.
Interlock, okay.
Here we go.
Now are you ready?
Everybody all right. Ready?
Roll up! All to speed. Quiet, please!
Putting on the dog, eh?
A quiet. Action.
Aunt Bertha's running across the field with her Mauser sniper.
I didn't know you had it in you.
And you too can win the doggy dinette set.
Octoporti antecedunt serpentem quil verbum.
These are her adherents. They have sworn their life to Aunt Bertha.
Oh, who pays attention to the curses of Tia Zorina, that old hag?
Look in their eyes. There is no life there.
Your maledictions don't scare me, you old bat.
I'm going down.
Okay, here we go. An assassination attempt against Aunt Bertha is about to occur.
Can't breathe. She's... must be real. Too late. Blacking out. Okay. You win, I give.
There was Aunt Bertha,
you've got it.
Of the SS.
You held all the cards.
Aunt Bertha, Queen of Wall Street.
Okay, Aunt Bertha.
I had all these comics.
Aunt Bertha was the flower of the mountain back in the days of the mining camps when she was
Yeah, that's right, Aunt Bertha.
The only gal for miles, so she raked it up in piles.
What do you see?
But anyway, she was, she was the queen of the...
A bunch of buffoons.
Up until this very moment.
Of the what? The something scene. A sweetheart of the men who laid the rails.
That's right. She was out there a long time with
They said
guys.
That she alone, was half Pawnee, but it mattered not to me. For her embrace, I traveled
fancy
many trails.
You think the Prince of Darkness would actually deign to manifest himself before the likes of you?
Oh, you did your work all day, and when you got your pay, you saw Aunt Bertha, and you got to take your turn. She was the only gal for miles, so she raked it up in piles. She took in every penny I would earn.
The finger of death is...
He never has, and he never will.
Turn him out, do-si-do. Swing that bustle to and fro.
See, I would go by Billy and Timmy's
pour
house all the time
whiskey
and look in the
for
window
the house.
Night at night. Because there'd be Aunt Bertha making them all scared and ranting about it.
Aunt Bertha, you're as dear to me as anyone could ever be. Someday I'll be a-making
you, have no
you my
conception
spouse.
Of its true power. I alone have grasped its secret. I alone have fathomed the master's grand design. I alone am worthy to enjoy the fruits of that discovery.
Aunt Bertha had a wooden leg with carven foot and not a peg. So she could wear pretty buckled shoes. You could smell her French perfume before you came into the room to find that she was passed out from the booze.
Determine my own destiny.
your insane, Boris. Give it back to me.
And burn this fighting.
All right. Timmy, stop it. Okay, I quit. I won't do that anymore.
You're here than the rest of this pathetic rebel.
Boy, you have at least really some set her off.
What this book can do in my hands.
Keep hold of her, will you?
I mean, proceedings.
All right.
These orders of aging flesh conducted in the master's name.
Conduct this in an orderly manner.
Just wrinkled the flexi disc.
You think I'm going to clean this up? You got another thing coming.
You're solved at last.
And that's when it all started.
To travel in silence.
Look at the America condition of this studio.
ISIS
look
in
at it. And I'm responsible.
And fear not,
I'm responsible for the way this studio looks at. You couldn't clean this up in 48 hours.
Drugs and food
hours.
Were found all over the studio. Cats and dogs sleeping together.
At last, the key that will unlock.
Unlock what? I thought the nuclear codes, you know, the you-know-who almost sold.
Well, we lost Pete Goldie, and it looks like they're dropping like flies up here.
He couldn't stand the truth, man. I was going to talk about Wolfman Jack, and he couldn't handle the truth. He had to get out of here.
Is she?
I raised me from the book of life. Thanks for that.
Slam it.
Neighbor, how long has it been since you helped yourself to a warm, steaming bowl of Wolf Brand chili?
Hal, you got a lighter, yeah?
I got a what?
Find a thing, you know, light it.
No. Oh, I got to what happened to the thing? We can't leave a thing in here. What happened to that thing?
That's stupid music.
There's no thing.
Makes you feel all Washington-y.
Can you take it? That horrible thing.
John Paul music, man.
That evil old thing makes you dance, makes you sing.
Have you met my other sister?
But where is that thing?
Evil showgirl?
For it cannot get lost, or else on the scrap heap my show will be tossed. If they find that thing, then I'm bounced out the door. With no ifs, ands, or buts, or no why or wherefore. There is no appeal. It will happen to me. So let's find that thing, or else face tragedy. One that I'm not quite willing to face on my own. I'll look for that thing, and I'll find it alone. No one else tries, then I'll do it myself. It's got to be here on the desk or the shelf where I put it back here.
Off your butt, Pippi! Come on! We're gonna go through the science!
Why, I'll be. Look at this. What'll they think of next?
He doesn't know.
In the name of Satan, ruler of the earth, and king of the underworld, command the forces of darkness to dispel their infernal.
Jones didn't need to prove the devil did not exist. Not as a supernatural being, because I had seen the devil.
Well, if God is not a supernatural being...
He was my mom and dad. He was all of us.
Then God might be a natural being, and you wouldn't want that.
Jones was just making all this up anyway, so...
God in the same plane as nature?
Jones is just making all this up anyway.
Who cares?
And all that stuff?
Smith and Jones. That was SLC? Great
God
movie.
Is outside the system.
Bob
makes
is God.
The rules. Makes the rules.
Yeah, I'm here. Jesus!
Doesn't have to follow.
Am I sinner or am I going to heaven?
But makes them.
You're not Jesus. You're Bob.
Yes.
I'm Bob.
Hey,
how goes it?
I can't swim.
I get it.
You've got it all right,
Bob. Yeah.
All right, let's go over this again. You say you're aggrieved at some kind of...
That's right. I am.
From the Heavenly Institute of Fortune Dispersal. Well, stand in line, buddy, because everybody I know of
kill my mom.
Who's ever come sweating, steaming, stinking, and toddling down the pike knows that that is the way this man's universe operates. It just isn't fair.
A
yes,
curse
life's
on the
not
land.
Fair.
The end is at
it's
hand.
Never fair.
That's so true.
The
Excuse
odd question,
me, man,
the
but...
question we ought to be asking is, why do we think anything is fair? What is fair? What kind of concept is that, since it is not observed in any transaction or any level of existence? And why Do we think this unattainable ideal is attainable or worth working toward?
You know, there have been, like, floods and earthquakes since the beginning of time, dude.
To answer that, you need to be immersed up to the eyelids in my 12-module course in sex and real estate. The Ask Dr.
So.
Hal pneumatic
but
method.
But never have so many of Satan's followers been massed on the earth as there are now.
Suspended, dangling punching bag of life. Until you are worked up into a lather of inspiration.
The scripture states clearly that Satan's followers will
be
in the majority,
satanic blast
raise his head,
forward.
And fire will spew from his snout,
while
and vengeance
Satan's
will burn
snotty
his
fires are burbling in the background, you will race away from this low-class, low-quality environment into a higher level of the universe where your special talents can be employed.
So you guys
as
have
the higher
lots of
purpose
devil worshipers
that created you in turn intended. And I, Dr. Howlandow, will be available for a slight premium to guide you along this special path.
More than ever.
Hands-on treatment is recommended and even endorsed for special candidates, which must
they bear
be covered by
Amen.
A special process of choice. All this can be yours coming in our basic packet.
What about World War II?
Introductory pattern for kids from 6 to 60 and oldsters 90 years young.
The Nazis were certainly as good as Satan's army.
Courtesy of this radio show.
The world didn't have that.
Yeah, dude, what about the Nazis?
Now, I don't see Nazis as devil worshippers.
Oh, you don't?
You do not see Nazis, but that doesn't mean that the Nazis that you do not see are not there.
Maybe
there
like
are Nazis that you can't see that are right there.
What? What's this about a mark? You guys said something about
like that
mark.
Over there.
666.
Sick with desire and fastened to a dying animal that knows not what it is.
The mark will be on all of you.
Oh, this
is a vital blame.
Violating audio fidelity standards for the next 25 years.
The rising water of the Seine has overrun its banks, flooding out thousands of homes in the low-lying areas.
In the broadcast medium, which is in contact with the spirits of the dead. And what about those streams of ectoplasm? From the belly of the 50 medium.
Features of sci-fi.
Yes, it's all happening, folks. But you know, I
Snow
don't
Beast.
Know if I'm capable of.
I bet you didn't know Son of Hercules was a sci-fi entertainment.
That's what they say.
Well, they just stuff. What they do is they have 4/5 of what kind of they promise. The rest.
Lieber and Stoller. If I could only read for a moment the list, I could see if there was anything. To glean.
Moscow scan reports indicate a severe shortage of water.
Rhinestones in the
wells from the Ukraine to the steppes.
Now I see you have the wild winter.
All dry up.
Wongo here.
In China and India,
the immortal Gene Hawkshaw.
As riots and pestilence sweep the land.
Voyage to the prehistoric planet is one that would have a symbolic value.
Meanwhile, the heat has burned like a giant torch across the face of Africa.
Starring Basil Rathbone. And Voyage to the Planet of Prehistoric Women, starring Mamie Van Doren. Unknown world, stay unknown.
To the open plains,
they came from beyond space, given the lie by the way they look. And Teenagers from Outer Space is the one about the giant crawdad.
Other reports indicate that steaming water from the melting North and South Poles are being sucked into the air currents.
Son of Hercules, the land of darkness, huh? Never heard of it. Snow Beast, the snow creature.
Spreading weird, freakish fog banks throughout the world.
She Gods of Shark Reef, Santa Claus conquers the Martian.
In many areas, dense fog. Civilian
of the Amazon.
Vital operations.
How about this one? Prehistoric Women, starring the beautiful Laurette Luez. who is also memorably seen in DOA with Edmund O'Brien, where she has a small part as a gangster's beautiful dark-haired
mom. Across the Midwest grain belt.
In this movie, she is in the old cave girl skins.
The rich farmland of America is now almost a waste.
The furor and froth of the prehistoric landscape. How about Phantom from Space? Which is the one with the big fried egg eyeballs? Oh, look, The Lost Jungle. Boy, some of these are cheesy indeed. The Incredible Petrified World. Unbelievably boring.
Damn fried egg.
Hercules Against the Moon Men. Starring Alan Steele in Hercules versus the Moon Men. Giants of Rome. Oh, no, the are really terrible. But
the radiation has set up the field of static.
That's how we dance. We ain't got long to live.
Crash of the Moons.
All right, let's punch in the cord. It's in.
Let's have some fun.
Colossus at the Amazon Queen.
Yeah. You're about to experience firsthand.
Rod Taylor, but surely not the Rod Taylor.
What does it feel like the first time?
Attack of the Monsters. There's an original title. Atomic Brain, yes. The Astral Factor.
Start digesting you while you're still
Assignment
alive.
Outer Space.
But don't be scared.
The Amazing Transparent Man. You can see right through him. Yeah. You can hardly see the movie.
Don't be scared.
The Alpha Incident, featuring Ralph Meeker. I'm sure they'd all be interesting in time and in their turn, particularly some of them. As for Silent Star, a.k.a. First Spaceship on Venus, I believe on the internet it is available in the widescreen, uncensored Euro version.
Blu-ray and...
Oh, it's so cool. But I don't know if... I mean, not to everyone's taste.
Somebody's going to die tomorrow.
Based on a Stanislaw Lem story, although Lem himself disowned the picture. But still, now let's look closely at this special scene.
That's right.
It contains interracial outer space explorers,
cool.
Flashes of nudity, and exploration of the bizarre nuclear devastated planet Venus.
Oh, there go the guinea pigs. They're
their gothic palatial spaceship lands on its surface.
And beautiful, and they
after
go to
traveling
space.
Through space with beautiful Japanese astronaut Yuko Tani. Then lovely astronaut land on foreign planet.
Body, fleet of limbs.
That
and
beautiful
you have a
heavenly
gift.
Body, the planet Venus.
The planet
someday,
Venus?
Yes,
you will go
Venus.
Deep into
the second planet from the sun,
deeper
surrounded
than
by
on
the
Earth.
Thick cloud-like
and you will
albedo,
remember that it was I who sent you on that
light
journey.
Back with a metallic
this
sheen.
Is the most valuable.
What exists below that
makes
phantom
reality
cloud
out of
layer?
Legend, truth out
what
of
kind of a
the world thinks that Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde were the figments of a great writer's imagination.
Here in the
but
21st
no,
century.
I have clearly demonstrated that it is
hungrily toward the planet.
Man
Venus.
Is born with a dual nature, good and evil. Society tries to suppress evil,
and
but I,
return
not,
we must.
You remember how it was the last
for on Venus, valuable
before.
Minerals
freedom,
were discovered
of
inestimable value
in
to our civilization.
The mastery you shared with me.
Yes.
All this will be ours once again.
Who's to say my monster's underlying?
All this
you remember how it was the last time and the time before that. The freedom, the strength, the black terror in others, but not in you. The mastery you shared with me.
Yes. Monster vampires, Frank
all
and
this will be ours once again.
Oh, yeah?
Now listen.
I'd like to believe that. No,
your future.
It just doesn't work.
My destiny.
You have to give
life,
everything up. And you,
just
who live on for centuries, have to give even more up.
Sure.
Your lifespan is longer, your loss is greater. Infinitely greater than people of a normal lifespan can ever understand or intuit. And now they can extend the telomeres on the end of your chromosomes. That means if you've got the bucks, you can live on and on.
Good.
Then why do I feel sick?
Well, I don't know. I not, don't have to deal with it today or tomorrow, but somewhere down the pike, we're going to have to look at it and figure out...
perhaps why they're more interesting and sell in the top spots.
What's our survival strategy in such a landscape?
It's crazy. Why are they still on the air doing this, whatever it is?
Crazy, am I?
It's all about ass, isn't it?
One crazy man and
what?
Three oh-so-very spectators. Oh, so very sane, spectators.
Your future. My destiny.
Isn't it? Sir?
Eyes, a menace. Just follow my instructions and it will be easy.
Dr. Waldman?
It's all about ass, isn't it?
Sir?
You told me about the ultraviolet, the ultimate wavelength of light. A spectral barrier that no one can go beyond. Dr. Waldman, you were wrong, for I have isolated in this machinery the great ray which first brought life into the world. And I'm going to zap this monster with all this weird machinery, and you're going to see him come to life right in front of you. I, Victor Frankenstein, make this promise. What's this? It's a... A new Hitler movie.
No, it's very old.
The most extraordinary film I've ever seen, Susan Sontag. Our Hitler. Oh, yes. And it looks like Bruno Ganz again? Really?
No, it's Willy
Frick, yeah. That guy?
Yeah.
He made his living.
He stands
living.
Up in Wagner's grave and gives this wonderful rant. It's
He's
3 hours
perfect,
long.
A perfect
and there's a 9-hour edit. It's a very operatic.
A I believe doppelganger for Herr Adolf Hitler, who was still alive in my lifetime.
You guys want to try not to
coincidence
directly
or
in the
conspiracy?
Evidence. All right.
Yes,
okay.
His name
do directly
was
the
Willy Frick,
show right here now.
A frickin' Hitler imposter. I mean, Hitler, not imposter, impersonator. That's what I mean.
Items.
Yes, exactly. Or was he an imposter?
Was
he the real thing?
An
uncanny impersonator
about?
Of the late
Führer.
Make
everybody think there was a Kennedy
he
imposter.
He used to rant and make speeches for
Carlos
hours.
Carlos Santana imposter.
Anyway, he stars in this movie
imposter.
And...
And this going, is Louis Armstrong's
a great
house.
Art statement by artsy,
the tapes that he made. He compulsively made
director,
tapes with his friends.
The
he compulsively wrote endlessly about how good it felt to take a shit.
Director Hans-Jürgen Seiberberg.
Which he called arrangements with his manager. Could you send some more arrangements?
Adolf Hitler and the effect he continues to wield over Germany... making use of puppets. Props.
Yeah.
There are Hitler
telling,
puppets in this thing.
Oh man, amazing puppets! Amazing.
Oh really?
Puppets.
Well, I'll have to see it.
And
then.
His daughter and I little mean, movies.
Oh, all kinds of Hitler stuff.
I saw
stuff,
the 7-hour edit at PFA many
more
decades
Helter,
ago.
Helter Skelter, Hitler
break,
Skitler.
The woman behind me freaked out.
More Hitler skits per.
Tried to
footage. Foot
yelled
of
down
film.
The director.
In this video footage.
But we covered her in marijuana dust.
Oh, boy. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. If my blues don't get you, then we'll jazz
except superiors. How we deal with matters here must be held secret from our enemies. We control events better when we control opinion.
Let us...
Today, each
tomato,
of us becomes
mustard,
a bearer of secrets.
The House of Secrets, featuring...
cram this stuff down somebody's throat, man. It takes time. Yeah.
A Wagnerian
how much time does it take to show that this isn't routine?
Rear screen projection evokes Nazi Germany. The origins of the disturbing
what?
Aftermath.
What
that
kind
followed.
Of show is this? That's the thing I can't really get
a 7.5-hour fever dream on
fever
Germany's
dream.
Need
gotcha.
To come to terms with Nazism. When originally distributed, this controversial film was hailed as a work that made all other films trivial or obsolete.
Yeah, forever. Yeah, right.
After watching this, you never need watch another movie.
Oh.
The ultimate Hitler, the ultimate movie.
I said I didn't realize how late it was.
With
I'm glad
special
you're
feature
you
under